Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. In this show, I'll share tips for what to do if you discover that you've contributed too much to your traditional or Roth IRA. The Individual Retirement Arrangement, or IRA, is one of my favorite savings vehicles because it offers so much flexibility and tax savings. Most IRAs give you a wide variety of investment choices, whether you're very conservative or like to throw caution to the wind. We know that the recession has made it difficult for many to continue socking money away for retirement. So if you maxed out an IRA for the 2008 tax year, pat your back and let me say good job. And if you haven't done it yet but still want to, there's some time left. The deadline to contribute funds to an IRA for the 2008 tax year is April 15th of 2009. The maximum allowable contribution for traditional or Roth IRAs is $5,000 if you're under 50 and $6,000 if you're age 50 or older. There's a special exception for those who participated in a workplace 401k plan maintained by an employer that went into bankruptcy. If this is your situation, the IRA contribution limit is generally increased to $8,000, no matter your age. But what if you overloaded your traditional or Roth IRA account by mistake? Excesses could be the result of contributions from you, your spouse, your employer, or from a botched rollover. The good news is that excess contributions can be corrected without penalty if handled in a timely manner. Let's say Johnny is 35 years old, earned $40,000 in 2008, and contributed a total of $6,000 to his traditional IRA. Since his allowable limit is only $5,000, he has an excess of $1,000 in the account. If Johnny withdraws the excess, plus any earnings it made on or before the due date of his tax return, it's like it never happened. This due date can be extended, so be sure to file for an extension before April 15th if you can't complete a necessary IRA withdrawal on time. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
However, if Johnny made some money on his excess contribution of $1,000, that income must not only be withdrawn from his IRA, but is also subject to taxes. For example, if he earned 2% interest on the excess, or $20, a total of $1,020 will need to be withdrawn from his IRA. The $20 is subject to ordinary income tax and is also considered an early distribution that gets hit with an additional 10% penalty tax. Distributions taken from IRAs before you reach age 59 and one-half are non-qualified withdrawals subject to this nasty 10% penalty. The calculation of how much you earned on excess contributions is determined for the period the excess remained in the IRA. It takes into account the performance of all the IRA's assets, not just one particular stock, for example. Your IRA custodian can help you figure how much you earned or lost on any excess contributions. Contributions to Roth IRAs are only allowed if the owner's modified adjusted gross income doesn't exceed certain limits. For those with tax status as single, head of household, or married filing separately, the maximum income limit is $116,000. It's $169,000 for those who are married filing jointly. Because of these income limitations, it can be very easy to mistakenly contribute to a Roth IRA if your income turns out to be more than you expected. Once you realize that you've contributed too much, contact your IRA custodian or tax professional right away. An excess contribution that isn't withdrawn by the deadline is subject to a 6% tax penalty each year that it remains in an IRA. It's important to try to prevent excess IRA contributions from occurring in the first place, but it's even more important to get them corrected on time to avoid significant taxes and penalties. I'm glad you're listening. Send me your thoughts at money@quickanddirtytips.com. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Get Money Girl and other great shows from Quick and Dirty Tips streamed to your iPhone. Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.